Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, and on the phone with us right now is Jill Ottoman. Jill is the Chief Development Officer at the Abbey of the Hills, thanks for coming on today, Jill.
Well, it's nice talking to you again, Paul. It's been a while.
Yeah, this is our annual visit that we do because we got something important to talk about, don't we?
We certainly do.
Yeah. First of all, before we talk about Harvesting Hope, tell us a little bit about the Abbey of the Hills and what it's all about and where it's located, Jill.
Great. So a lot of folks maybe remember Blue Cloud Abbey out in Marvin, South Dakota, which is about 11 miles west of Milbank, right off of Highway 12, or perhaps you've driven on that road now and you see the huge steeple up there and the big brick building, and you think to yourself, well, really, what is that place? Well, it used to be a monastery, like I said, called Blue Cloud Abbey, but in 2012, the monastery closed, and then it was purchased and turned into a non-profit inn and retreat center open to all denominations. So that's basically what the Abbey is, and a lot of people don't really realize that there's so many opportunities that are available out there, but I hope that people will listen to at least this little bit here and go online and learn more about it, or stop on out and you'll be surprised at what you'll find.
That's right. I have some friends that go out there once in a while for like just to get away for peace and quiet and stuff like that, and they really enjoy it.
Yeah, the mission is really simple: rediscover peace. And pretty much 99% of the people that walk in the door will have a return visit. And not only are there retreats offered, but it's an inn, so in essence, it's a lodging as well, and 69 rooms, so you could drive out there today and say, hey, could I get a room for the night or the week? And you certainly can, so it's a wonderful opportunity.
Good. Well, let's talk about an event that's going to be happening in March.
So coming up on March 19th and 20th, it's just one night, we're having a Harvesting Hope retreat, which is a non-denominational farmer and spouse retreat. This is the third annual retreat now that we've had this particular retreat, and it's for all farm couples to come and leave your worries and your concerns behind. Like I said, just for one night, no kids, to get away. And farming, you know, is so diversified. Some folks are solely cropped, some are livestock, some are a little bit of both, some work in the ag industry, and whatever aspect of agriculture you're in, there certainly are stresses that go with it. And sometimes when we get together with folks that are like-minded or in similar situations, it's just nice to relate to those folks. And this is a great opportunity for just that.
What do you kind of focus on during this time together then?
Right. So we kind of have five key points to the retreat. And we focus on hope. We all need hope. It doesn't matter what we're going through in life, but certainly with farming, that takes a lot of hope. We have to hope through each season because we never know what's going to bring. Faith, there's a small faith factor to the retreat, and that is on Saturday morning of the retreat, right after breakfast, we bring in a clergy member, and there's a scripture reading, and then whoever the clergy is, does a blessing over the couples, just really, really nice ecumenical blessing over the farm couples, and then the retreat begins then on Saturday after that. So that's kind of a nice little factor there. And the third one, and I would say the third one is really the meat and potatoes about the retreat. It's communication. It could be communication with your spouse. Sometimes that breaks down in farming. Or communication with your son or your daughter-in-law and father-in-law, or there's so many dynamics to farming, and boy, if communication isn't there, that can cause a lot of issues that sometimes really don't need to be issues just because we don't necessarily know how to communicate. So our presenters, which we'll talk about in a little bit, really facilitate a great discussion for that, and a lot of light bulbs go off during the retreat, like, oh, those are some good points I wouldn't have thought of using for communication. Another area that talk a lot about as well, I should almost say this holds as much weight, is the reduction of stress. don't know about you, but I sure know a lot of farmers who are pretty stoic and they hold their feelings in and they hold all their stress in, and that can kind of boil up and become an issue. And just to learn how to say, you know, it's okay that I can learn ways to deal with stress, it's pretty important. So that's a key factor. And then fifth, we have to have humor and joy to this as well. And Friday night is so great. The retreat starts late Friday afternoon on March 19th, and starts with there'll be a tour of the Abbey if folks want it, and then there'll be a supper, and then that evening we have Brent Olson. I think folks maybe are familiar with him. Mm-hmm. He's a local author and humorous speaker. He's up in Big Stone County up by the Graceville, Clinton area, and he grew up on a farm, and he tells stories, and he's really, really a great speaker. So Friday night's just a really entertaining evening to really relax and have a good time, and followed by a nice social. So that's kind of Friday night. So we do bring in humor. It's not all you're sitting on pins and needles all weekend. It's nothing like that at all.
Okay.
So.
Who are the other presenters during this time?
Right. So this is really a remarkable situation. Again, like I said, this is the third year we've had this retreat at the Abbey, and we're able to bring in Ted Matthews. And if people don't know who Ted Matthews is, you can go on the Internet or YouTube, and he is actually known nationwide. He's a rural mental health practitioner. He's done this for over 30 years. His specialty is working with farm couples and farm families in areas of counseling and mental health support. So he's really the keynote of the whole weekend. And, you know, he doesn't stand up there with a PowerPoint and go through all this boring stuff. He just starts a discussion, and then it just kind of feeds off of whatever topics are kind of brought up. No one needs to feel intimidated. You don't have to say a word.
Mm-hmm.
Some people maybe will say, well, you know, here's my situation. I'm 60 years old, and my 90-year-old dad still wants to tell me how to farm, that kind of thing. And
right.
Actually, that's been brought up before. And he just really, he listens, and he talks through it, and gives people an opportunity to ask questions. And again, you can talk, you can sit and listen, and might have some breakout sessions. Maybe he's thinking this year, maybe have all the women have a breakout session, and the men, or maybe per table, or something like that.
Okay.
So there's some small group opportunities as well.
Okay, good. So what is the cost to this Harvesting
so
Hope?
So the cost is actually a free will offering. You know, there's three kinds of people in the world that can attend things like this. There's people that maybe can't afford to be there, but you know what? They should be there, and that's wonderful. Please, please, please come, even if you don't think you can afford it. You need to be there. That's great. Then there's folks who can come and probably pay for themselves, and that's great. And then there's somebody who can come and say, you know what? I've been blessed. I can pay for myself, and I can pay a little extra and pay it forward. So we kind of make a recommended amount for a donation, but it's all up to each couple. And we just want people to come and enjoy the Abbey. So really, it's free will offering, and you that can be determined by each couple when they get there.
Mm-hmm. And you need to register for this then?
Yeah, we do need pre-registration just because of lodging and getting meals and things. And the cooks are great because it's all home-cooked food. And I always tell the gals, could you do like farmer-style meals? Oh, yeah. So it's meat and potatoes, and it's eggs and bacon for breakfast. And yeah, it's great.
I hear you have good cooks out there.
Oh, they're fantastic. The food is the best day is when they bake homemade bread. That's the day to be working and just have to walk through the kitchen because, you know, then you get a little fresh bread.
If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Jill Ottleman. Jill's the Chief Development Officer at the Abbey of the Hills, just outside of Milbank there. We're talking about Harvesting Hope, a non-denominational farmer and spouse retreat that'll happen March 19th and 20th. And I have a question, Jill. What if one spouse is really interested in going and the other spouse isn't? What would you say to that couple?
Right. I would say that's pretty common. It's a lot of couples that we get there. that end up coming, I want to tell people, don't be intimidated by it. Just try to say to your spouse, would you do this for me? Let's just go and try it out. It's one night. And I tell you what, the couples that we've had that have attended, that have been, you know, reluctant, they end up really, really liking it. And I want people to know that you're not going to be called on. If you're a person like, I don't like talking in front of people, you don't have to. You don't have to say a word. No one's going to call on you. If you'd rather sit and listen, that's great. So there should be no stress in even thinking about attending. And if it's a nice day, well, today's pretty windy outside, yep. But, you know, if it's a nice day, you have free time. It's not just all, you know, session time. You can walk the trails. You can go down by the lake. You can, you know, take a nap. The right. Abbey is a beautiful place. There's fireplace rooms. And think of it as just a little mini getaway with your spouse.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great event, Jill. Why don't you give us the facts again, the information.
Right. So, again, it's Harvesting Hope, the Farmer Spouse Retreat, again, open to all denominations and ages. I want to make sure people know, young farm couples to couples with many years of experience. That's what really makes it great, is when we can bring in lots of different years of experience in farming. Again, it's March 19th and 20th, and it's at the Abbey of the Hills, and you can register. The easiest probably is just to call at 605-398-9200, or if you want to go on the website at abbeyofthehills.org, and you can register there right under the events tab.
All right, Jill. Well, I appreciate the time, and sounds like a much needed retreat that some spouses should be able to go to. So, good.
Right. And enjoyable. I want them to know that you'll walk away hopefully with a smile and feeling some peace and reprieve from the farm.
All right. Real good, Jill. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet. That's Jill Ottleman, once again, the Chief Development Officer at the Abbey of the Hills. And if you'd like more information on that, you can give us a call here at the radio station as well, and we'll help you out and direct you to where you need to go.